Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh man, it is a wild Friday. Jay Foreman, this is wild.
Yeah, I just can't.
This is wild. This is wild.
The Michigan stuff this is funny though. It's not funny, but I'm just like,
dog,
how you get fired? It's like you got fired on your day off.
Bro. $1.25 million for whatever it was you did over the course of those 3 days in an office on the campus of the University of Michigan.
For 3 days before a national championship or
three
football
days,
playoff game.
Right, 3 days.
You're trying to get ready for a game, and you up here at NCAA violation not once, not twice, but three times.
You trying to squash a story. You trying to, like, yo, this
it
is
It said
crazy.
It's a crime. You doing something.
A felonious level crime. Get up there. All right. Loosen up. Your hamstrings loose. I don't want you pulling nothing talking about these playoff games, right? We're going to start with the layup.
All right.
Sunday at 2 o'clock, Cincinnati – travels to Buffalo.
Right.
What do you got?
I mean, come on now.
No, but break it down to me. Is this a close game?
I think it's going to be a close game anytime that you got the offensive weaponry of Cincinnati and Buffalo as well. But Cincinnati has I think they have the best skill group overall in the league. You know, three legit Pro Bowl receivers, a really good tight end, Pro Bowl tight end. Obviously, one of the best quarterbacks, and I think Joe Mixon and their plethora of running backs are really good. Joe Mixon is that dude. But they have offensive line troubles. You got Williams and Kappa that's out. They're starting a rookie that's only played – he's only had like four snaps before last weekend. He struggled a little bit, but he's from Clemson. So I think that'll help Buffalo in the sense of – Buffalo ran into trouble or has run into trouble where teams were able to run the ball at a pretty good clip and pass it. Obviously, against Cincinnati, you want to have the type of game plan that teams have had success against them, play a deep shell and make them kind of out-execute you. Now, also with Buffalo, where you have Oliver in the middle plethora of pass rushers, even though Von Miller's out, that bodes well. You got Basham, 55, that's playing really well along with, you know, Milano that sometimes blitzes and so forth and so on. So I think Buffalo will win not for the simple fact that they're at home, but they run the ball better at home. They ran the ball effectively against Miami at home. I think if they could find a way to run against Cincinnati's run defense with DJ Reader in the middle, it bodes well for one, keep Burrow on the sideline, but then also it allows them to make any type of defensive adjustments coming out if Cincinnati does get on a hot streak. So, and I think Buffalo's offense matches up really, really well against Cincinnati's weak spot, which is sometimes can be out there in the corner. So I feel like, you know, this is a great opportunity for Buffalo. I think, it would have been a great game if the unfortunate accident didn't happen to Hamlin, you know, in Cincinnati. And, it's going to be two of the best teams. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think Buffalo's going to be able to win by four. But Cincinnati, you know, is well, you know, definitely capable. But I think Buffalo, after watching the Ravens last week, have seen something that they can do defensively to slow down Cincinnati. And then also they've seen some things that, you know, concept-wise in the passing game that they would be able to exploit Cincinnati as well. And obviously I think Buffalo has an upgrade in talent, especially at the quarterback position, receiver position. So I think Buffalo pulls it out. One, by circumstance, which is the injuries across that offensive line. But then two, Buffalo's playing pretty well right now.
Any words of wisdom or support for former Husker Cam Taylor-Britt? Playing well.
Yeah, I mean, good luck next year.
I love you, but you got to take this L.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that.
I love you, but you got to take this L.
Yeah, you cool. It's cool. I'm glad you're out there getting to play. But you ain't faced Stephon Diggs yet, baby.
It's going to be that kind of weekend. Yeah. Game one tomorrow.
He ain't a Husker tomorrow. He a Bengal.
3:30 tomorrow. Jacksonville travels to KC. Give me a breakdown.
Jacksonville is a dangerous team because they can score points. Now, if they can find a way with Doug Peterson. See, I think Jacksonville will be able to keep this game a little bit closer than normal because Doug Peterson knows Andy Reid, right? So he's able to help the defense as far as the screen game, how Andy Reid is able to prepare with a week off because he's one of the best coming out of a bye week. So I think Kansas City is going to win by 10 points, but I think it's going to be a closer 10 points than what it looks like. Jacksonville, obviously, if they get down by 17, they kind of like they're kind of like Kansas City. They can do the chuck and duck with anybody. I think Jacksonville's best chance is to find a running game, and Travis Etienne gets over 15 carries. I think they're 5 or 6 and 1 when he does, and he's pretty explosive, and he's physical, and he helps them in the screen game. And what you want to do against Kansas City, especially them playing at home, keep them off balance, right? Running game, short controlled passing game, be efficient, eat up the clock, eat up the momentum, and then keep going from there. But I do think Kansas City will win. Number one, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes at home in the playoffs. That's a double negative. It's their first playoff game of the playoff run. Kansas City usually plays really, really well. Number three, Andy Reid having his team prepared, rested, motivated, focused, is maybe one of the best coaches coming off after a bye week. Kansas City win by 10 points, but Jacksonville is going to be a pretty game. I'm excited to see how Trevor Lawrence plays this week early in the game versus last week.
I think he starts early. Starts well early.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think when it's crunching time.
Yeah, then that's the second step for him.
And Mahomes will be a little bit better.
Oh, you're looking at he's looking across at what he wants to be.
Yeah.
But I think this is Jacksonville being in this spot doesn't happen without Trevor Lawrence taking a true big step in his second year, and you can't even really count him having a first year because of what happened with Urban Meyer. So he is definitely legit. But you know, you're meeting one of the GOATs over there.
The second game tomorrow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For me, is what playoff football can be, in that you're familiar, you're close in geography,
proximity, yeah.
You're close in theory,
and it's at night,
right? You know each other. It's gonna be cold Philly at night, national TV, the New York Football Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles, IGGLES, Eagles. Jay, in the battle of the NFC East.
This is it. This is old school that you'd see with John Madden, Pat Summerall, or here John Madden, Pat Summerall love doing these games. But, look, you got two cities in the United States of America that pride themselves on being tough, New York and Philly. And the fans embody that, right? And New York is playing, you know, underdog, not favored. They feel that they're a tougher team. They played, you know, neck and neck with them when Philly had to win the game to get the bye week. They feel really good after playing. I think this is going to be a close game. I do. I think New York's defense is – their defensive line is sneaky good. I think up the middle is a problem when you have Lawrence and Williams. And then, obviously, you got the young guy coming off, Thibodeau coming off the end, and a plethora of blitzes that Wink Martindale likes to use. And the maturation of Daniel Jones and the return to stardom of Saquon Barkley has made everybody else really, really effective. So – If Brian Daboll calls a really, really good game, the game's going to be as close as I expect it to be. One, because of familiarity, and two, how the Giants have been playing majority of the season. But I think Philly will win. I think Hurts is the X factor. I think
when Feet.
Is that, and he has two legitimate number one receivers and a real deal tight end. The best thing that the Giants could do is, even though Hurts is, you know, MVP candidate, if I'm talking to the defense for us to win holistically as a team, we got to make one more big play than them in special teams. We cannot have a block punt X, Y, and Z. And then offensively, we got to stay efficient. Defensively, I want to play a deep shell against these dudes, okay? And we have to shut down the run. And the reason why is because I'm going to make everybody's, you know, the fanboy of everybody, you know, Jalen Hurts, the new it quarterback, right? I'm going to make you beat me. I'm going to make you play quarterback.
You want to beat you with the arm or with the feet?
I want you to beat me with the arm.
Okay.
I want to make you play quarterback for four quarters in a playoff game while we're able to stop your deep explosive plays. And then when we want to dial up our blitzes, it's not getting the hits on him. It's getting smaller, faster guys to, when he escapes the pocket, to be in his throwing area, or to make a hit on him or make a play on him faster than, say, you know, obviously than me or, you know, Dexter Lawrence. That's also part of the blitzes. Then I want to get my blitzes so he has to throw from where his weakness is, right? We cannot have him roll out to his right or to our left. So with that being said, all that sounds great, but I think it's Philly's just got too much, and they're rested, but I think Philly will win by 6 points, but I think it's going to be a physical game. I think the Giants are going to show up with a nasty mindset, and I think it's going to take Philly by surprise at first, but Philly's a physical team, and they're going to be ready to go too, because they have great leadership with Kelce and all the other guys they have.
The Chiefs are favored by 9. You said they win by 10. The Eagles are favored by 7.5, you said they win by 6. It's just now Dallas's offensive tackle's out, so that's a problem.
Dallas's?
Yeah.
Who, what, Smith?
Said that, Peters is out.
Oh, he's the backup.
Well, I thought he was starting last week. I don't know why I thought he was starting.
No, he's backup. That's all right. Well, but it don't matter who Dallas got in there. They can have Eric Williams and Mark Tuane. Dallas ain't got a chance.
Go ahead and say it.
San Francisco is going to win this game by 13 points. Dallas ain't seen a defense like this. And I don't – and you know what? Even
I'm sitting back like the church.
Pastor. But even furthermore, though, I don't think Dallas, considering how – and sometimes when you play a team like Tampa and beat them, like, so bad, when you play these 49ers, though, I don't know if Dallas's defense is ready for the physicalness of – all 11 players, well, all 10 other players besides the quarterback, of what they're going to face. I think it's going to take them by surprise, and I think 49ers get up early. Dak makes a run. 49ers catch their second win. Game over.
Yeah, I looking forward to this one. Of course, all of the history, right?
Yeah.
All of the history of these two teams being matched up, and even last year's finish where Dak now has an additional – piece of luggage and burden to deal with, and that he took the slide on the last play of the game, of the playoff game last year. He slid and killed the clock, and they didn't have enough time to kick to get another playoff. So he's got that to play with as well. We'll go through, because I think from that we have four games that could go
either way.
This is an exciting exciting weekend here, right here. This
But which game do you think the ticket prices, the lowest ticket price and the highest ticket price?
The highest ticket price is probably San Francisco.
$391 as the get in price.
The lowest, I would say, Buffalo.
Jags Chiefs $95 you can get in.
I was gonna say that one, but I figured with Kansas City. Well, and you know what? It might be lower because the Jags probably don't travel well. I'm thinking
$129 as the minimum for Bills.
That's not bad.
$227 the minimum to get in for Eagles
Giants. So when Buffalo wins, Kansas City wins. They play what in Atlanta?
Atlanta.
It's on.
Atlanta. Is that one you would go to?
The alumni is going. We're going.
Okay. All right.
I already got the email.
Okay.
We there.
That's what we need to find out. Before the break, come back. Get Jay's takes on Huskers basketball in through the weekend. What are you watching? Text us. Let us know. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.